Bagpipe Brothers in studio with me. And, you know, while he was on his 3-week hiatus, yeah, listening to that and doing that a lot to Celia himself, he had the opportunity to get behind, and we'll talk about that in a little bit, but he's got the opportunity right now, Bauman, to catch up in one segment that you started with me, and I'm just going to tell you, some of the questions to me, I didn't know.
Yeah.
I just took an educated guess. I'm saying I guess I was lucky that day. 15 of 18. Are you asking him 18?
I'm asking him 10.
What the... What the freak's wrong with that?
We don't have time for 18 questions. He'd be here for 4 years.
You did with me?
Well, that was 2 weeks. He only has 1 week.
Okay. All right.
I guess I get another set next week.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well.
And this is called Spot the Fake Trivia Giddens. You get 3 statements. 2 of them are true, and 1 of them's not true.
And I got to tell you the fake one.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
And there's 2 different categories we're going to go through. The first one is sports. And the second one is country music.
Well, I'll have a chance on the first one.
All right, set 1. Juventus has won the most Serie A titles in Italy. Cristiano Ronaldo is the all-time leading scorer in men's international football. France has won the FIFA World Cup only once.
You threw me off when you said the first one. You said, what did you say, Serie A?
Serie A, yeah. I guess it's series, but Serie A titles.
Yeah. Say them again.
Juventus has won the most Serie A titles in Italy. Cristiano Ronaldo is the all-time leading scorer in men's international football. France has won the FIFA World Cup only once.
This is a soccer question. Shouldn't have to do
that. That's why I made it the first one. It should be the warm-up.
So,
come on.
So, the fake one here is France has only won it once.
That's right. Because, they won it twice. Yeah,
they won it twice. They won it in 98, and they won it in 2018.
Yep.
Wow. I knew you'd do good on the soccer. Now,
those other ones sounded pretty
good. Now, let's throw in the NASCAR question.
You had it. I was right with you, David. I had NASCAR right after this one.
Wow. Great minds think alike.
This is going to be bad.
Jimmy Johnson has 7 NASCAR Cup Series championships, tying the record. Kyle Busch is the youngest driver to win a NASCAR Cup Series championship. And Dale Earnhardt Sr. was named the Intimidator.
You don't know it, do you? Can I answer that?
Give me a chance.
Let him guess.
After he guesses, I will.
After I guess incorrectly, you can tell me what it
again?
Is. Yeah.
Jimmy Johnson has won 7 NASCAR Cup Series championships, tying the record. Kyle Busch is the youngest driver to win a NASCAR Cup Series championship. Dale Earnhardt Sr. was nicknamed the Intimidator.
I say the first one's fake.
Incorrect.
Nope. Can I tell you the second one's fake? Kyle Busch is not the youngest person to win the championship. Dale Earnhardt Sr. was the Intimidator. Jimmy Johnson has 7 NASCAR championships alongside Dale Earnhardt Sr. and Richard Petty.
You know who was the youngest one, David?
The youngest one to win a NASCAR championship? That may be Kyle Larson.
Bill Rexford.
So yes,
in 1950, way before your time.
My time, but yeah, okay.
Ready? I was close.
I could have helped you out. You weren't close.
The Dallas Cowboys have won 5 Super Bowls. Aaron Rodgers has won 4 NFL MVP awards. Lawrence Taylor is the only defensive player to ever win the NFL MVP award.
What was the first one again?
The Dallas Cowboys have won 5 Super Bowls.
I don't think Aaron Rodgers won 4 NFL MVPs.
That what you're going with?
Yeah.
It's wrong.
He's won 4?
He's won 2011, 2014, 2020, and 2021.
And he may win one this year if he takes the Steelers to the pinnacle.
Lawrence Taylor was not the only NFL defensive player to win the NFL MVP award.
Did Charles Woodson win that?
It was Alan Page, the defensive tackle for the Minnesota Vikings. He was part of the Purple People Eaters defense.
Did Reggie White ever win it?
Nope.
Okay.
It was just Alan Page. He finished with 9 sacks and 3 fumble recoveries and 2 safeties and won it.
And Dallas, I can't believe Rodgers has 4 MVPs.
And it's hard for me to believe that Dallas has 5 Super Bowls. But
I thought Dallas had 5, but
I double checked these, by the way, because last week we had a problem with them, so I double checked everything.
There was one that was incorrect. All right, so he's 1 for 3.
At least I got the soccer right.
There's one more soccer set, by the way. Here's another one. Steph Curry is the all-time leader in career three-pointers made. Magic Johnson won 6 championships with the Lakers. Wilt Chamberlain averaged over 50 points per game in a single season.
That's pretty easy there. Come on.
One you should already know is correct.
I know one's correct.
I mean, there's a time limit on this. You can't Google it.
I don't think we'll average 50.
Can I answer?
Incorrect.
Can I answer?
Yeah.
The incorrect one is Magic Johnson winning 6 championships.
How many did he win? He won 5?
Yeah.
Wilt averaged 50.
I know how many the Kings have won.
Wilt Chamberlain averaged 50.4 points in 1961-1962.
In that year, he scored over 100.
That was the year
Twice, I think. And that's what brought that average up.
Okay, Gaines, you can't miss any more questions to get with David.
I guarantee you I'm going to miss more.
You're 1 for 4.
We haven't even gotten to country music yet.
Wait a minute. Is it 1 for 4? No, he's 1 for 5.
No, he's 1 for 4.
Okay. All right.
Here's the 5th and last sports set. Real Madrid has won more UEFA Champions League titles than any other club. Lionel Messi has won more balloon whatever awards.
All right, it's UEFA and it's Ballon d'Or.
See, I don't know these. I'm not at soccer.
Balloon.
Dude, can I tell you something, Bauman? I would have said the same thing.
That's the way it's written.
It's the CONCACAF.
It don't matter.
That sounds like a sick cow.
Here, I'll try again. Real Madrid has won more UEFA Champions League titles than any other club. Lionel Messi has won more whatever award than Cristiano Ronaldo. And Argentina has won more World Cups than Italy.
I don't even remember the questions.
You mean to read them to you a third time?
We're on a time limit here, man.
Real Madrid has won more UEFA Champions League titles than any other club. Lionel Messi has won more whatever awards than Cristiano Ronaldo. And Argentina has won more World Cups than Italy.
I'm going to say the third one's false.
Correct.
Okay. I got both the soccer ones right, nothing else right. That's amazing.
What else, I mean, could have went wrong in there? Here comes your country music.
Hey, what's the name of that title again? That Lionel Messi won more of?
Balloon Dior.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
that's the way I write it.
This is great radio.
Here you go, Gins, country music.
Nah, I'm toast.
Brooks and Dunn are a country duo known for hits like Boot Scootin' Boogie.
I'm so toast.
Carrie Underwood has won more than 10 Grammy Awards. Kenny Chesney has never headlined the CMA Fest.
did you get these same ones?
Not the same ones, but I can tell you the answer to that one.
I feel like it's pretty obvious. I try to make these easier.
I'll go with the second one being incorrect.
Nope. Dang. Kenny Chesney has headlined CMA Fest multiple times. So, David, you already got him.
Well, oh, he's 2 for 6?
Yeah. 2 for 10.
You'll get some of these country music. Uh-uh. Just remember some things.
I need some Beyonce and Jelly Roll.
Well, no, listen. Well, Jelly Roll's country music. Yeah. Listen, just remember some things with country music. It's got to mention mama, trains, getting drunk in prison, and you're in good shape.
Luke Combs has won the CMA New Artist of the Year Award. Alan Jackson has written over 50 number one singles. Thomas Rhett has had multiple number one hits on the country charts.
Are you shaking your head at that?
No, I'm just shaking my head.
Don't follow him. He's trying to psych you out.
I think the second one is incorrect.
That's right. He has fewer than 50 number one. That's a whole
lot of number
ones. He has 44.
That's still a lot, but I was. I mean,
but now it said he's written. That didn't mean he sung it.
Yeah.
For other artists.
Right.
The Grand Ole Opry is the longest running radio broadcast in U.S. history. Hank Williams Sr. recorded the song Cold, Cold Heart. Morgan Wallen is from Texas. This should be easy.
None of this is easy to me.
I mean, we bring you back with a bang, man. Just wait till we get to fifth grader.
Don't add a Ballon d'Or question to this?
Yeah, I need a Ballon d'Or.
You need to phone a friend is what you need to do.
What were they again?
Oh God!
The Grand Ole Opry is the longest running radio broadcast in U.S. history. Hank Williams Sr. recorded the song "Cold, Cold Heart." Morgan Wallen is from Texas.
I'm gonna say the first one's incorrect.
Nope, that's right.
Dang.
Morgan Wallen is from Tennessee.
I knew that.
I bet you did.
Two more sets. George Strait's first number one single was Fool-Hearted Memory. Miranda Lambert has won the CMA Album of the Year Award for Platinum. Chris Stapleton began his career as a country radio DJ.
I think I know this one too. This one's a little hard for me.
It shouldn't be.
You could read them 10 more times to me.
Don't say the answer no when idea. He tells you. Choose one. You got a 33.
The third one.
Correct.
I was gonna tell you what I thought. I thought that too because I knew Miranda Lambert had, and the first one George Strait's first hit was
Fool-Hearted Memory.
Yep.
Last right, one.
So he's 4 for 9.
I got just as many sports as I got country music.
Well, I did too.
Well, you got one more set.
Yeah, I should have done better in sports, and I shouldn't have done this well in country music.
Brad Paisley has hosted the CMA Awards multiple times. Alan Jackson released the song Chattahoochee in 1993. Willie Nelson was never a member of the Highwaymen.
Can we give you a little help on this one?
No.
Okay.
The second one.
No.
Third one.
Yep. How do you not know Alan Jackson sang Chattahoochee?
I don't know any country music.
That's like one of the most famous country songs ever.
This is my country music history, right? So when I was a baby, all my mom played was country music. And I decided after I was a baby that I didn't want to hear it anymore.
Well,
and that's my take on country music. Sorry, those that are listening.
Well, let me tell you my take on soccer. Okay,
and the Balloon Dior.
Except you weren't exposed to it at a young age to be forced to not like it.
No, let me tell you something, though. I've actually been going out to the Silicon Complex watching a friend of mine's grandson play soccer. Those kids who don't have a clue as to what they're doing, they're just chasing the ball, score more points than these professional people for 95 minutes, and it's more entertaining to me. I'm sorry.
Any of them going to play in the UEFA Champion League or whatever?
I'm like,
they're going to all win some balloons.
Buy them a snow cone after the game, and they don't get that balloon trophy or whatever.
Balloon Dior.
The balloon trophy.
I just imagine at the like – They hold the, by the way, just a little bit of perspective, they hold the Ballon d'Or ceremony where they give it to the winner every year in Monaco. And I just imagine instead of them presenting them a trophy, just a clown walks on stage, wraps together some toy balloons and hands them a trophy made out of balloons and says, here you go, have fun.
That's a better idea, get more views.
When they do that in Monaco, I feel about that as you do with them crowning a NASCAR champion at the end of the year. Same difference.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.